We are back at the Adam and Eve event going on here at the Imperial Fez Restaurant in Berkeley Lake, put on by Riptide LLC. And Heather, you have another wonderful guest. Carly Suggs has joined us.
Yes, Carly Suggs, owner of Bees and Berry. Carly, we're so happy to see you tonight. I absolutely love your style, your breadth and scope about your products and your why. About having, you know, your company Bees and Berry. It's not just putting together product and, you know, getting it out there and getting a return. It's much more thought of and thought into. And I'd love to hear, you know, what's going on, what's new with you, and about your products and why you love doing this. You have a great history as well.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll do a little background. Yeah. I am a licensed cosmetologist as well as certified herbalist. And I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease in 2023. So in the midst of that, I had to rearrange my entire life. I had to stop working in my salon, close my salons and my salon suites. And I had to figure out, what does life look like now? So with an autoimmune disease, it's your body's way of screaming and saying, hey, you're not taking care of me. And so we're going to make you take care of me. And so I had to look and see, what do I need to do different? In addition to taking care of everyone else, I had to learn to take care of myself. And then I realized how many people don't take care of themselves and how important self-care is and what exactly does it look like. At first, I thought, oh, let's go to a spa, do a retreat, take a bubble bath.
Get it over with in a weekend.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And there are so many different components that can be used as tools. And so I create different tools, as in essential oil blends. I've got 17 different essential oil blends right now, body scrubs, lotion, candles. So they are physical things, but as well as workbooks. So let's do a deep dive into, what does your self-care need to look like?
How do you go to market? Are you basically an online business?
Yes, e-commerce.
E-commerce.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a phenomenal website.
Let's give that website address.
Yes, so
beesandberry.com.
Yes.
We are under some construction
yes.
right now, but feel
it's
free
gorgeous.
To go and sign up. So as soon as we are back live, you will get a notification, and that is beesandberry.com.
And anybody listening to this, that we're doing these interviews in early February 2025. So if you happen to be listening to this later in the year,
yes.
it'll be up and running and looking good.
So Carly, like she mentioned, has an expertise and a background in cosmetology and hair, and she's designing different modules and different learning lessons for people that want to have their own salon.
Yes.
And different. So tell us a little bit about that, Carly.
I also do beauty consulting.
Yeah.
And so I have opened several salons for myself and other people, as well as salon suites.
Please don't look at my hair right now. So,
no.
I'm so
you have great hair.
You look great.
It's a mess.
No.
I got a bad haircut last week, so I need to probably see you. But I went to, you know, the cheapy
yeah.
place, like a lot of guys do.
But always remember, you get what you pay for.
Yep.
And Carly, you've got the cosmetology degree. You've owned and opened many salons. What did you do at those salons? Was it everything, like we were talking about, hair care, hair color?
Yes, I did everything. I was am a natural hair specialist. And so natural hair covers a multitude of things. But I also do chemical
situations
processes.
And improvements. Right.
Color, love color. My hair has been so many different colors. I've done pink, blue, green, teal, purple.
I love that.
I'm trying to decide what color is going to be
next.
Now.
What color would you never do?
Hmm.
I think that answers the question.
I don't think there's a color that I won't try.
Good for you.
I'm willing to try almost anything at least once, because you never know if you'll like it or not unless you try it.
Right, and that lends to your creativity and your dynamicism. That's not a word, but
I like
meaning,
it.
You know, like folks that are willing to take a risk and try some different things come out with a great result. Like you and I were talking about different ideas even for all different kind of demographics here, mine, other people, that you can help. So that was very exciting to me. And it brings people in to know that they can maybe step out of their comfort zone or their community and mm-hmm. meet other people that can bring them up and have them get great style again.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
It could be anything. If the person loves what they're, you know, loves what the look,
yes.
it's not bad. It's exactly what they want. So
exactly.
you can be creative. I mean, it's subjective.
Yes. It's art.
Right.
Yeah. It's art and it's design and it's your style and your tempo, mm-hmm. as I like to say. So what are you thinking of, like, top goals and great things for Q1, like the first part of 2025?
I really want to just make the world a better place, one self-care moment at a time.
I love that.
So
that's a great tagline.
Yeah. So just getting more people involved and aware of products and services so that we can actually become healthier worldwide. Because once you take care of yourself, you're able to effectively take care of other people.
Carly, appreciate you stopping by. Are you having a good time so far?
Thank you for having me. I am.
Anything else, though, we would love to know or love the world to know about Carly, about Bees and Berry, other things that we're adding to the offerings and the deliverables for Bees and Berry?
We'll be adding retreats.
Retreats. Appearances.
Yes.
You've got books, several different phenomenal
yes.
books that are specific for, you know, that teen or that child or that man and their health,
mm-hmm.
all those great things that we've walked through. So those will be becoming available on the website too and be in appearances and things.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Carly, what's your best way to get in touch with you?
Email carly@beesandberry.com.
That's so wonderful, Carly.
And that's Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E.
@beesandberry.com. And we adore you.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
You too.